This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Health and Living. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Meditation has long been practiced for its multitudes of benefits that include relaxation and an improved quality of life. But only in the last few decades or so has science caught up with the studies and research to support these claims. Today, we're exploring how meditation offers a practical way to improve one's overall health with Dr. Nirmala Kajaria, who has the combined skills of a medical doctor and that of a meditator. Dr. Nirmala, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Firstly, what is meditation? Are there different types of meditation?
There are a variety of meditation. Meditation is to meditate on something. And we call it Raja Yoga. Raja is the ruler. Yoga is the union. So the union of self with the Supreme, which makes us master of our mind and sense organs. Otherwise, what we find is we are ruled by our mind. Mind will make us to make decision. And we will follow whatever mind says. But in fact, we have to use our intellect. Mind will say, do this, do that. But the intellect will say whether it is worthwhile to do it, whether it's the right time to do it or not. So intellect is our judgment power. So once we have mind and intellect working together, then everything goes smoothly. Otherwise, mind is very mischievous. It is running in so many directions. And it does whatever it feels like. But just we don't have to obey our feelings. We have to listen to our conscience. We have to listen to our judgment power. Then it becomes really successful.
And how do we begin the process of listening to our intellect, listening to other things, you know, the process of meditation, of focusing the mind or silencing the mind?
What we have to do is, rather than acting or reacting immediately, we have to sit and think whether it's worthwhile or not. What are the results of what I'm going to do? So if we think properly, we will know that our intellect is saying this is right or not right, this is what I should do or not do, etc. So just not, because mind will react immediately. Now, if something did wrong, I will react immediately and say, got angry. But if I keep calm and think about it and talk in a sweet manner, then naturally the relation will be very good.
Where does the concept of meditation come from?
It's a very old concept, 5,000 year old. Originally, it started 5,000 years ago. And then recently all different gurus came and started their own meditation. So there are a variety of meditation and a variety of yogas also. Because when we talk about yoga, people usually think of exercise yoga, hatha yoga. And that is very good for our physical health. But it has to be done under guidance of a teacher. Otherwise, we may break some bones or twist our muscles or tendons, etc. Then we have bhakti yoga, the yoga of devotion, which Hare Krishna does. No? They chant the name of Hare Krishna and dance and play music and instrument, etc. So that is bhakti yoga. Jnana yoga is based on knowledge or wisdom, spiritual wisdom, jnana yoga. And then there is, even in meditation also, some will meditate on flowers, some people meditate on colors, some people will meditate on light, some will meditate on nature. So focusing one mind, one can be doing in any physical activities also. So when we talk on meditation, we go into the deeper spirituality and not just concentration.
However, does one need to be religious to practice meditation? You mentioned spirituality, but is religion an important component?
I would say yes, mostly. It has some religious connection in the sense that Buddhists also meditate. And we find that nowadays some Christians also meditate. So it is something, in simple words, I would say our meditation is a remembrance of Almighty to gain inner strength. So we know that God is one. So naturally, it is a universal thing, and it is practiced amongst many, many people all over the world. And they can be from any background, from Christian, Hindu, Zoroastrian, Islam, anybody. Because everybody remembers Almighty in one way or other.
When and how did you become interested in meditation and using it to help people?
What happens that I had finished my medical studies and I was practicing my medicine, and one of the leaders of Brahma Kumaris came to Mumbai. So one of my friends invited me to her talk. So I attended her talk and then did introductory lesson of 7 lessons. And then I thought, oh, this is very good to help my patients, because patients have some stress and anxiety and worry, and they need some psychological, spiritual help rather than just medicine.
And when you introduce meditation to someone new, what is the common resistance from them? I mean, what is the thing that they seem to, if at all, that they seem to feel, I don't know if I'm ready for this, and how do you address that?
The thing is, naturally, people nowadays being materialistic or sports-oriented, or when they are stressed, they think it is easier to have a smoke of cigarette or drink of alcohol rather than doing some spiritual exercise. So naturally they may not be interested. Or some people think that, oh, this is religion. So it's some different religion than our religion. So naturally they will have resistance that, oh, these people look like Indians and Hindu-oriented. So they will say, no, no, whatever I'm following is the best. So sometimes they will have resistance, but we say you can try once. You can try introductory course if you want. So we give them choice.
What are the main benefits of meditation?
Benefits, many benefits. First and foremost is I can be what I want to be. Because nowadays, otherwise what we have happen is my personality is influenced by my parents, my friends, my teachers, my favorite actors. And I may not also love myself. Because what happens is sometimes some people are not so beautiful, or some people are not smart, some people are having dark skin, or something like that. So usually people may have lack of self-esteem because of such negative impression of some self. But first and foremost benefit I find is they start knowing themselves well and start loving themselves more. So self-esteem increases. Then those who are timid people, they become confident and courageous. Those people who are nervous, they become confident. Those people who are insecure, they feel secure. Those who are stressed, mainly the thing is people, most people are under stress, anxiety, tension. So they benefit a lot. And stress-related diseases, because otherwise stress, tension, anxiety are the most common factors which cause psychosomatic disorders. So the health deteriorates with stress. So with meditation, person relaxes, so the health improves. Relationship with friends, partner improve, because if I become sweet and loving and humble, everybody will love me. So the thing is, my transformation will help not only me, but my friends, relative, contacts, all of them. They also feel that vibration. Because if somebody is peaceful, everybody will feel calm. If somebody is loving, everybody will feel nice. If somebody is happy, everybody will feel nice. So all these good qualities in the life are developed.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Nirmala Kajaria, and we're discussing medicine and meditation. Up next, the issue of scientific support when it comes to the benefits of meditation. You are listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. My guest today, Dr. Nirmala Kajaria. Together, we're discussing the benefits of meditation. So earlier, Dr. Nirmala, you spoke about the key benefits of practicing meditation. And could you share some success stories? I mean, what are some of the results you've noticed among those who do take it up?
Success stories are many. Those who have been practicing meditation have a long lifespan. And our founder was 93 when he left body, but he appeared only 70s. Even I'm 81 now. And at this age also, I have been traveling a lot all over Asia. And for myself itself, I was not so much courageous before starting meditation, and brought up in a protected family, secure family. I never used to go alone anywhere in Mumbai itself. But after studying meditation, I became so courageous. I traveled many parts of the world by myself without knowing any friend, relative, nobody, and I travel by myself. Secondly, I have seen so many addicts giving up addiction. Alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, heroin, they have been able to give up. Because usually when they give up heroin, they take methadone as an intermediate treatment, and then they give up. But I know of quite a few people who gave up heroin without even intermediate treatment of methadone. Also, what I have seen is many have increased their self-esteem, and they start loving themselves and having confidence in themselves. And some of them, they just attend one function and just give up their smoking. Whatever cigarette packs they have in their pocket, they immediately sacrifice in the sacrificial fire of fire. So there are many benefits because our senior sister at the moment is 101 year old, and her mind is so sharp, gives so powerful lectures. So wherever she goes, she is able to make many friends, as well as people really are drawn to spirituality.
Is there any scientific support? I mean, those results are amazing, but they are anecdotal in nature. Is there science to back up the benefits of meditation?
Yeah, because recently we had a doctor here. He was here in Malaysia itself. He is from India, and he has done many experiments on coronary artery blocked. So many people had heart arteries blocked. And yesterday only I was talking to one person. He just followed that meditation and exercise and diet regime, and his three arteries which were blocked, they become clear. So he has treated about 600 patients with coronary artery defect, and he has been successful. So many diabetic patients, they had just meditation and diet and exercise regime, and they have off from their medicines that they were taking. So there are quite a few concrete examples of benefit.
So if one wants to gain those benefits, how would you start practicing meditation? How would you begin?
What we usually we suggest is they do introductory course of 7 lessons, and then if people find it beneficial to them, they carry on regular studies and practice. So it is just voluntary things.
So this is not something that you would recommend I do on my own? I mean, you know, can I just wake up one morning and meditate at home or in my room?
You can do. We have courses on the line. So those who are internet familiar, they can do meditation online. And also it's good to take support of some books or commentary and CDs, etc. So we have courses on CDs, online, and personally. But what the benefit of personal is, you go to an environment which is very conducive to meditation. Otherwise, we find it, your office environment, you are surrounded by so much work and papers and all. So you may not find it so much conducive in the beginning. So in the beginning, just as kindergarten, we send children to the school. Once they are postgraduate, they can study at home. So we suggest it's better to go to the center. But if they can't go, there is no center nearby, they can study online.
What are the biggest obstacles that people face when they start off meditating? Because one of the things I've read is, of course, people's minds wander. You know, they find it hard to sit still for so many minutes, for even 5 minutes. How do you overcome these things?
Practice will make you perfect. You start with few minutes, and then it can increase for a while. And we don't keep our mind blank during meditation. What we do is, during meditation, we keep mind occupied with value-based thoughts or spiritual thoughts. So there is that more thinking and feeling relaxed, peaceful. And once you get used to it, it becomes natural and easy that you can be moving around and meditating, driving and meditating. You can be gardening and meditating. Because some of the physical work, you don't need to use your intellect so much. So that time we can use it for meditation.
Could you describe what you are really doing when you are meditating? I mean, is there an image to focus on? Is there a phrase to focus on? Do you have a process to enter that state?
Yeah. What first and foremost we do is remind that I am being of the human being. Human is my body, but the life energy that is, that's really me. So remind myself that I am a spiritual being and focus on Supreme Being, which is also point of light energy. So we have picture of that light in our meditation room. Or we say, okay, you can light a candle or incense stick to just focus your eyes on. We practice open-eyed meditation so that we can be doing our activities as well as meditating. And we have some devotional songs, some commentary, some relaxing music. So we can, in the beginning, we can use them to help us to focus. And then gradually, once we get used to it, we don't need any all these extra supports.
For a person who is very busy, who has a very packed lifestyle, how could they practice meditation? Where, how do you suggest we find the time?
It's always easy to find time if you are interested, isn't it? So what we do is we tell them, because our routine is we go to sleep at 10, wake up at 4 o'clock. So if you were getting up at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, you got 2 hours extra. And our centers are open right from morning, 7 o'clock. So what we tell them, before going to work, you can drop in for a half an hour and meditate. So once they're used to it, 7 introductory lesson, then they can meditate whilst driving car or commuting in the train or buses, etc. Because you have to spend time there, isn't it? Traveling in Malaysia, especially Kuala Lumpur, you have to travel at least half an hour from your home to work. So you can be meditating at that time.
How frequently and how long should I practice for? Is there a recommended time? So you mentioned half an hour every day. Is that a good benchmark for me to set for myself?
What usually we say to start with 5 minutes, but then you can increase 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So we fix our time. Like I will fix my time 4 to 4.45, then 5.30 to 6. In the evening, I have 7 to 7.30. Then night before just going to sleep for 5, 10 minutes. And also what we suggest is every 2 hours, 2 minutes. So we set our time so that the clock beeps every 2 hours. So we relax and meditate. And sometimes we have the image of Supreme Being on our computer. So we are looking at that, meditating. Because as it is, we take some time to drink our tea or go to have some snack or something. So why not, whilst having a cup of tea, meditate?
Finally, what is your plan for making meditation more accessible to people, more widely available?
Multimedia is the best means nowadays. Radio, television, and internet. That's the best way. And we have our programs on TVs and all, regular TV programs, especially in India. We have regular TV programs. We have our own studio 24 hours running. And that we are relaying program in various countries from India.
What would your message be to people who are thinking about meditation or who are thinking about starting meditation?
I would suggest that whatever you want to do, do it now. Otherwise, you'll never get chance. Because life is busy, I agree. And especially Kuala Lumpur is so busy. So start it soon. And once you start it, you'll find it's very beneficial. One becomes so efficient that they can finish their work in a short time. Being relaxed helps a lot to judge, discern, etc. So we get so many different powers through meditation that sooner the better.
Thank you very much for coming in, Dr. Nirmala. I've been speaking today with Dr. Nirmala Kajaria about medicine and meditation. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.